Craig, I don't always start an interview with a toilet flush, but we might as well do that today because it's all about the toilet paper. We have home improvement design star Carter Osterhaus joining us this morning to talk about a toilet paper tube epidemic and I guess a replica of the Empire State Building. Good morning, Carter. Tell me, what is all this about?
Yeah, it's kind of questionable, but what I'm doing here in New York is I'm helping Scott Brand and Scott Naturals to help the national release of the tube-free toilet paper roll, which is essentially just what it sounds like, which is a toilet paper roll that has no tube in it. So what we did here in New York at Flatiron Plaza, we built this amazing structure out of toilet paper tubes, toilet paper like the inner core of the toilet paper roll, and we built them 14,000. And what that does, it signifies how many tubes are tossed out in 15 minutes here in New York, which is astounding, which is an astounding number.
That is a lot. This sounds like a giant school kids project, because I know in school they always say, save some, that's going to be the end of the toilet paper tube. We're just going to have to, you know, today the toilet paper, tomorrow the paper towel, but one thing at a time. So you've actually seen this roll of toilet paper that doesn't have a tube inside of it.
Yeah, and it's extremely inventive, you know, and what I love, you know, being working in the home space and building and design is all about efficiency and being eco-friendly and green. And then the fact that, you know, Scott Brands and Scott Products actually decided to do this, and they actually did it a few years back, but now it's the national release, so you can pretty much find it anywhere. It's extremely inventive because we waste, I think about, it's like 17 billion tubes are tossed out every year, and this is definitely going to help, you know, reduce that number.
Carter, we want to be eco-friendly, but I've got to ask, I've noticed that some toilet paper makers are going about a quarter inch, they're losing a quarter inch on the width. Where do you stand on this issue?
Well, you want quality, you don't want to start, you know, it's in anything, especially, you know, the backside, you just want to make sure that you're taken care of, all right? So, in anything, even design, you don't want to sacrifice a look, efficiency, quality, whatever that is. And Scott did not do that because they're still, it's the same old toilet paper roll. The packaging is 20% post-consumer material, recycled material. And they lost the cardboard tube in the middle. So fortunately, they made up in other areas.
Excellent.
We're talking today with Carter Osterhaus in design. You find that sort of green is the new way to go with design? Is that things your clients are conscious of or that you try to plan into any kind of home improvement you do?
Yeah, well, I think any designer now should have, you know, a moral conscience of knowing that they should at least be able to throw out the options. And there's so many options out there that there were not there before, whether it's countertops that are, you know, environmentally friendly, cleaning products that are environmentally friendly, and not only for your ingesting it, but also for your plumbing and whatnot. You know, it's important so you don't, you know, sort of wreak havoc on those in years to come. But also, you know, the amount of money you can save over time and the efficiency, whether it's, you know, aerators on your fixtures, you know, for your water, to save on water, to whether it's, you know, a tankless water heater, you know, things that can really save a lot of money over time in your home are just huge right now in the market.
Or even related to what we're talking about, those toilet that's flush with less water is another way that people have.
Yeah, exactly. The dual flush as well. And if you don't, you can even put a brick in there. You know, that's what people have been doing forever, and it still works.
We're talking today with home improvement star Carter Osterhaus about this 30-foot Empire State Building made entirely of toilet paper tubes. Now, how many tubes, and who did this? Was there a design class? who has the spare time?
Unfortunately, it wasn't me. I would have liked to have my hand in it a little bit more, but I just, you know, rolled into New York yesterday. But, Scott Brand put it together, and you can actually see, you can go to scottbrand.com, and you can not only see the photos because we're cutting the ribbon today, but you can also, if you want to help out, you can look to whether it's social media, and you can go to at least hashtag toss the tube, which is something else that we're encouraging people to do just to get behind and support this venture.
Now, I have a problem that many people may not have. I have a St. Bernard who has a craving for toilet paper tubes.
No.
If there's one left behind, she will sneak into the bathroom in the quiet of night and all of a sudden run around like she has got a pot of gold in her mouth.
Come on, for real.
I am telling you, it's only toilet paper tubes. So I will have to look for a chew toy elsewhere as well.
Yeah, or a shoe or something like that.
Carter, is this product on the market now?
That's why we're here. It's to, you know, present, you know, I'm helping with the national release of it. Ah. So it's been out for a couple years, you know, in limited quantities and areas, but now it's on the national market. You can get it at Walmart or your local grocery store.
But they've got a replica of the Empire State Building now made entirely out of toilet paper tubes. The question then becomes, what are they going to do with this in the months ahead? Probably have maybe on a tour. Who knows? But Carter, thanks for sharing the time this morning and being part of this fun event. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
So it's Carter Osterhaus joining us this morning talking about the tubeless toilet paper roll that Scotts has out now. And they put together a replica of the Empire State Building, kind of to reflect on how much toilet paper tubes are used in just a day in New York City.